Every time you want to see a doctor, decisions are made about who's in your network, what's approved, and how much it'll cost. Although your health plan manages everything, each of those decisions could be outsourced to a separate company. And those behind-closed-doors actions can have big impacts. FM89's Carrie Klein reports on allegations of misconduct with two of these intermediary companies, with real impacts on Medi-Cal patients in the Valley.
Last fall, Dr. Sanjay Srivatsa received a letter.
It was around the 20th or so of October, the third week of October.
He's a cardiologist in Fresno, and the letter was from EHS, a medical group he belongs to. EHS subcontracts with health insurers. It reimburses doctors like Srivatsa for seeing Medi-Cal patients. The letter was official business.
It's a straightforward contract that just basically says we are renegotiating the price for your treatment services.
That new price was not good. For a common procedure, they wanted to slash Srivatsa's payments in half for EHS patients. He could have refused, but
in many cases, these patients had already been set up for their procedure. So to tell them they weren't going to do them, that furthermore, they're not going to take their insurance anymore, that would have been a hell of a blow.
He signed the contract, keeping those patients and taking the financial hit. Around the same time, a whistleblower leaked an explosive report to health regulators in Sacramento. Not about EHS, but a different company called CenterMed. It handles billing and other paperwork for medical groups. According to the report, CenterMed had been falsifying paperwork for doctors and patients, and CenterMed managed EHS.
I happen to believe that those two companies were financially linked at the waist somewhere up the tree, and we're not aware of it.
We can't know if Srivatsa's new EHS contract was related to the CenterMed report, but it did foreshadow bigger problems. Within months, the state ordered health insurers to sever ties with EHS. Suddenly, many of Srivatsa's patients were out of his network. Some only learned this when they showed up at his office.
When they found that I no longer could take care of them, they were angry, some of them, disappointed, etc., because they couldn't see me and they couldn't understand why.
The fallout from dropping EHS affected more than 500,000 of the state's Medi-Cal patients. That includes 100,000 in the San Joaquin Valley, patients of almost 1,700 doctors. And if the allegations are true, hundreds or thousands were denied care. Care that could have been critically important. Beth Capel is a policy advisor with the nonprofit Health Access California.
This is outrageous. In 30 years of working on this issue, I have never seen such a systematic denial of care as what is alleged here.
According to the leaked report, CenterMed had been falsifying letters denying medical procedures for years. These requests are turned down all the time by insurers, but that should be for medical reasons. Allegedly, CenterMed was doing it indiscriminately to keep up with company audits. Later, the state accused CenterMed of ordering EHS to limit access to pricier specialists, essentially hiding specialists based on costs, not on medical need.
So literally, if you had a heart condition, if you had cancer, if you needed dialysis, if you had rheumatoid arthritis, you could not get the care you need.
An investigation by state health regulators is ongoing. After the report was leaked in November, CenterMed announced it would shut down within 6 months. Valley Public Radio obtained a company document from December that acknowledged deficiencies in the department handling medical authorizations. The company couldn't be reached for comment. EHS, however, denies the allegations. After the State Department of Managed Health Care ordered 9 health insurers to cut ties with EHS, the company sued the agency for government overreach. Cassie Perry is a spokesperson for EHS.
The state's arbitrary and capricious action quite possibly will destroy a $400 million company without due process, without any evidence, and without regulatory authority.
Perry also denies EHS and CenterMed's close business ties, even though the two shared administrative offices and some management. Many press releases on the EHS website are about CenterMed. Without EHS, more than 600,000 patients across the state were transferred to new doctors with little notice. In the San Joaquin Valley, the move affected over 110,000 Medi-Cal patients covered by Calviva or Adventist. Linda Way, a health policy advocate with the Western Center on Law and Poverty, says that likely meant interruptions in care.
Some people may have had to travel much farther. We've certainly heard of provider shortages there where it can take months to get an appointment with a specialist.
If the allegations themselves are true, hundreds to thousands of patients were denied procedures they could have gotten. Calviva alone estimates more than 400 patients could have been affected. Those are who Wei worries about the most.
How many individuals didn't get the care that they needed? How many individuals have gone without services just because they didn't know of their right to appeal or so forth? And so those are some looming questions.
She also wonders how well the state can regulate healthcare with so many companies involved. Sanjay Srivatsa has his own questions.
The question is, when these Medicare dollars are being shifted sideways through all these subcontracted agencies, what do we sacrifice in the process?
We'll know more once the state finishes its investigation. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.